Here are the remaining primary races to watch. While primary elections have now been held in many of the most hotly contested national races across the United States, voters in several states have yet to cast their ballots in key races that are expected to affect the composition of Congress in 2027 and beyond. Some of these include battlegrounds like Alaska, Arizona, Michigan, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin. The list also includes several Republican-leaning states, including Florida, Kansas, Missouri, and Tennessee, as well as several Democratic-leaning states, including Massachusetts, Minnesota, Washington, and Wisconsin. Here are the key primary races remaining. Arizona. In the Grand Canyon state, there are key races on July 21st for the U.S. House and the governor. In the 1st Congressional District, both parties will be holding primaries. The Cook Political Report rates the races as a toss-up. In the solidly Republican 5th Congressional District, Trump has endorsed former Sheriff Mark Lamb, while the Democratic field includes combat veteran Brian Walda, former Obama administration official Chris James, and nurse Elizabeth Lee. The race for governor consists of four Republicans looking to take on Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Trump has endorsed Representative Andy Biggs over the other contenders, Representative David Schweikert, businessman Ken Maselli, and entrepreneur Scott Neely. The Cook Political Report rates the race as a toss-up. Kansas. The most competitive race to watch in the August 4th primary is the gubernatorial one. Governor Laura Kelly, a Democrat, is term-limited, leaving the seat open. The GOP field includes Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson, former State Representative Charlotte O'Hara, Stacey Rogers, and Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab. Trump has endorsed Masterson. The Democratic side consists of State Senator Ethan Corson, State Senator Cindy Halscher, and Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoug. The Cook Political Report rates the race as lean Republican. Michigan. In Michigan, voters will cast ballots in the races for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and Governor on August 4th. The race for Senate on the Democratic side includes U.S. Representative Haley Stevens and Dr. Abdul El Sayed in a battle that's being cast as an establishment candidate versus a progressive. The winner will take on former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers, the presumptive Republican nominee, in a race that's been rated a toss-up. In the 7th Congressional District, Democrats are looking to flip the seat currently held by Republican Representative Tom Barrett in a contest rated as a toss-up. In the 8th Congressional District, Republicans are vying to flip the seat held by Democratic Representative Kristen McDonald Rivett in a race rated as leaning Democratic. In the 10th Congressional District, both parties are holding primaries in the race to succeed GOP Representative John James, who is running for governor, in a district rated as favorable to Republicans. In the gubernatorial election, James is the Republican frontrunner, while the Democrats' leading candidate is Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. The Cook Political Report rates the contest as lean Democratic. Missouri. The race to watch in the Show Me State is in the 1st Congressional District. Incumbent Democratic Representative Wesley Bell faces a rematch with former Representative Cori Bush, whom he defeated in 2024. This is a test of whether the progressives can maintain the momentum they have seen in races nationwide from New York to Colorado. Bell is a supporter of Israel, while Bush is critical of the Jewish state. The winner is all but guaranteed to win the seat, which the Cook Political Report rates as solidly Democratic, and which covers St. Louis. Washington. The race to watch in this Democratic majority state is in the 4th Congressional District in the central part of the state to succeed retiring Representative Dan Newhouse, a Republican. The candidates are running in one primary. The one Democrat is Air Force veteran John Dureski. The Republicans include Yakima County Commissioner Amanda McKinney, State Senator Matt Bonk, Toppenish Mayor Elpidia Saavedra, former NASCAR driver Jared Sessler, software developer Ken Vaz, and John Hughes. Trump has endorsed McKinney. The Cook Political Report rates the race as solidly Republican. Tennessee. In Tennessee, the gubernatorial race is in the spotlight. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn, U.S. Representative John Rose, and State Representative Monty Fritz are running for the GOP nomination. Trump has not made an endorsement in the race. The Democrats running are businesswoman Carnita Atwater, Army veteran Tim Sear, lawyer Jerry Green, musician Adam Kurtz, and Pastor Kevin Lee McCants. The Cook Political Report rates the contest as solidly Republican. Minnesota. Voters in the North Star State will cast their ballots for governor, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House. Running for the Democratic nomination for governor to succeed Tim Walz, a Democrat, our U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, activist Thomas Evenstad, Bill Gates Jr., Kobe Lane, Ole Savior, Pavang, and business owner Muhammad Wazwaz. The Republicans in the race are businessman Mike Lindell, Loner Blue, Minnesota House of Representatives Speaker Lisa DeMuth, Minister John Krein, Army veteran Ross Nova, and businessman Kendall Qualls. The Cook Political Report rates the contest as solidly Democratic. In the Senate race to succeed Democratic U.S. Senator Tina Smith, there are 10 GOP candidates, including former sports broadcaster Michelle Tafoya, former NBA player Royce White, and former Navy SEAL Adam Schwartz. Trump has not endorsed in the race, but Schwartz won the support of the Minnesota Republican Party. The six Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and U.S. Representative Angie Craig. The Cook Political Report rates the race as solidly Democratic. In the 2nd Congressional District, the Democrats looking to succeed Craig include former school principal Abdusalam Abdul, State Representative Kayla Berg, State Senator Matt Klein, former State Senator Matt Little, scientist Hugh McTavish, and Christopher Mosel. State Senator Eric Pratt is the only Republican running. The Cook Political Report rates the contest as likely Democratic. Wisconsin. In the Badger State, the races to watch are for governor and the U.S. House. The GOP field in the gubernatorial race to succeed Tony Evers, a Democrat who declined to run for a third term, includes Representative Tom Tiffany and medical service technician Andrew Mansky. The Democrats seeking their party's nomination include former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Assemblymember Francesca Hong, former Wisconsin Department of Administration Secretary Joel Brennan, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and State Senator Kelda Royce. The Cook Political Report rates the race as a toss-up. Meanwhile, in the 7th Congressional District, Republicans looking to succeed Tiffany include Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, manufacturer Jesse Eben, Marine veteran Kevin Hermaning, real estate broker Donald Raihala, and former professor Nina Threlfallbaum. Trump has endorsed Alfonso. The Democrats running are businessman Chris Armstrong, former state lawmaker and environmental advocate Fred Clark, and small business owner Ginger Murray. The Cook Political Report rates the race as solidly Republican. Alaska. One of the most closely watched races of the 2026 cycle is Alaska's election for a U.S. Senate seat. On August 18th, incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan will face off against several opponents in the state's open primary election. Under the system, the top two candidates will advance to the general election. Former U.S. Representative Mary Peltola is the Democrats' presumptive choice to take on Sullivan, having opted to pursue the seat in lieu of a run for governor. Because Peltola has shown viability in statewide elections in the single-district state, the last frontier is a top target for Democrats this year. In the only poll taken of the race, Peltola leads with 46% to Sullivan's 41%. Florida. In Florida, the biggest races are the battles for governor and a U.S. Senate seat. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, is term-limited in the Republican-trending state. On the GOP side, U.S. Representative Byron Donalds, Florida Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, and investment firm founder James Fishback are running. On the Democratic side, former Republican Congressman-turned-Democrat David Jolly is the top contender. Republicans are also going to make their picks for a U.S. Senate contender to replace former Senator Marco Rubio, who became U.S. Secretary of State last year. Current Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody leads the Republican field, while the Democratic ticket is split between State Representative Angie Nixon and former U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman. Republicans are favored in both races. Massachusetts. In Deep Blue, Massachusetts, the main races are for U.S. Senate and governor. Senator Ed Markey, the 80-year-old incumbent, is running for re-election amid calls to step down due to his age. He faces a formidable, high-profile primary challenge from U.S. Representative Seth Moulton. In the gubernatorial race, incumbent Governor Maura Healey is seeking re-election. Democrats are expected to easily win both races. New Hampshire. In the Granite State, the top election is for U.S. Senate. Longtime Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen is not running for re-election, prompting the first completely open Senate race in New Hampshire since 2010. On the Democratic side, U.S. Representative Chris Pappas holds a strong lead in early internal polling, facing off against progressive challenger Karishma Manzur. For Republicans, the seat is a major pickup opportunity, with former U.S. Senator John E. Sununu, son of former Governor John H. Sununu and brother of popular former Governor Christopher Sununu, making a bid for the nomination. In the gubernatorial election, Republican Governor Kelly Ayotte will also be seeking to hold onto her office.